anybody can come to this clinic. It's true community health. It can be a homeless person, and it can be the wealthiest person in our community or surrounding communities.
Joanne Van Fletteren is an organizer at the Pensacola Remote Area Clinic. The event is set for Saturday and Sunday at Pensacola High School on Maxwell Street, and it's divided into three categories: medical, dental, and vision.
Dental, cleanings, extractions, and cavities. Then in medical, they'll be looking at pap smears as well as annual checkups, and they will actually make glasses for people on the spot.
Work got underway during the summer to raise the $25,000 needed to pay for the clinic, which Van Fletteren says will also feature a number of screenings and other services.
Walgreens has given us 2,000 flu shots for the clinic, and the Escambia County Health Department is doing the HIV and syphilis testing. Escambia Community Clinics will be there to help register people for a medical home.
All patients have to do to receive treatment is to show up and wait in line until they're called. Registration is relatively straightforward and not as invasive as registering for other healthcare services.
The only information that we actually will be collecting is their name, their address, and their phone number. The reason why we collect that is in case there's any anomalies or a bad pap smear, so we can reach back up to them for follow-up care.
The clinic's goals this weekend are to serve 2,000 patients and achieve a community health care benefit of at least $500,000. At the end of the weekend, Van Fletteren is hoping that the true mission of the remote area clinic is also fulfilled,
which is to alleviate pain and suffering that people come to this clinic. We're able to supply and provide glasses if they need it, take away the pain, and get them in a good place so they can enjoy the holidays just like everybody else.
The free clinic stands ready to serve people on both sides of the age spectrum and everyone else in between. For children and seniors, it's a matter of making them as comfortable as possible while waiting in line.
We've been very lucky with the Salvation Army. They have come and helped us do breakfast for both days. They're working with us on that. We will get some wheelchairs in case they need the assistance coming in, and we're going to work with them the best way that we possibly can throughout the process.
In addition to the medical services, Pensacola State College will offer haircuts and other barber services, and if Joanne Van Fletteren and others at the Pensacola Remote Area Clinic get their way, this clinic will not be one and done.
What I'm hoping is that it will be an annual clinic. So again, next year we'll come back, we'll look at this again. It's all dependent on how we do the first time. I think this is going to go very positively, and I really, really believe that we'll be back again next year with this.
Once again, the Pensacola Remote Area Clinic will be this Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd. The doors open at 6 a.m. both days. More information is available at ramusa.org/volunteer. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.